This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
3-9-1-5-7.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one person at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that one person? We always ask that question. Are you that one person who's going to help to stop the totalitarians in your local community, worldwide? And you know what? The key is the local community. Your local community. I've been on this theme now coming up to the elections, because it's at the local community where it really counts. It's the local elections where you can really do the most damage to those that are trying to destroy this country. The 1% that are trying to destroy not just this country, but countries around the world to unify under one banner of the United Nations. Anyway, we're not going to let them do that here in the great United States of America. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. It's election season. And by golly, I mean, I can throw all sorts of little terms out there to describe what is going on. It's chaos in the election cycle. And it is. This is unlike anything I've ever seen. And by the way, I want to tell you, it's all because of Agenda 21. It's all because of this plan, this grand plan that's out there from the United Nations. Everybody's in on it. Well, just about, except me and you. But that's what it is. It's the United Nations agenda for the 21st century, for you and me and everybody else on the planet, except for the 1% that's going to be, well, they're behind it all. 1% of the population, less than 1% of the population, who they have all the, they've amassed all the wealth, they've got all the connections, you know, they're all the big bankers, all the elites and so on, the globalists, as we call them. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they are here and they're in our midst and they're influencing us through a document, through a plan. In fact, we're going to be covering the plan. There's a great article that came out in Zero Hedge. Every once in a while, we have to kind of renew, you know, what we're about here on Agenda 21 Radio. So this article that's come out, it's a primer. It's a great primer. It's by DaisyLuther.com is the address. And It's an article called "When What Exactly Is Agenda 21?" And that is what the premise is. It's quite a long article. We'll be giving you some of the highlights. But we're going to go back and say, okay, wait a minute. What is this Agenda 21? And why is it impacting the election cycle? Because it clearly is. You know, we've been playing now for 5 years. The intro to this radio show, we'll probably get back to it in a little bit, where Hillary Rodham Clinton is talking about an auxiliary office from the State Department that's right down the street from the United Nations. And she's not going to be very far, as she's describing it, from the United Nations so that they can go and get, she can go and get her directions from the United Nations as to what to do. That's what the introduction is all about. She's a globalist, as we now know, because we got WikiLeaks, and she doesn't want borders, which is exactly what is part of the plan for United Nations Agenda 21. Now, they've modified it to the 2030 Agenda, and the reason why they did that, at the Paris Climate Change Accords, or whatever it was back in December, and by the way, if you have not heard, Liberty Tour number five is going to be October 28th and 29th, and listen to this lineup. Listen to the partial lineup. I can get my documents here. Listen to this. Special guest speaker includes Jeanette Finicum. That's Lavoie Finicum's wife will be one of our speakers. Do you think she has a story to tell? And we're going to give you all the latest updates. And I know that the White House is listening to this. We have no fear. The Constitution is with us. Pastor David Whitney, senior instructor for the Institute on the Constitution. You see, Liberty Tour 5 is all about the Constitution. We're going to get deep into the Constitution. We're going to get deep into what the Founding Fathers have envisioned for us and where we've gone astray and why we need to come back. And then we're going to teach you skills on how to develop Constitution classes in your community. Dr. Jim Garrow is going to be with us by way of Skype. And listen to this. Somebody in the news today. Today, big time news. Lord Christopher Monckton will be our special guest. And he'll be with us by Skype. Liberty Tour number 6, he's going to actually be here in person. Just sort of a little primer coming up here. Master of Ceremonies is going to be our very own Bob Day from KMYC. And, of course, he's got the great American story. Scott Bennett, more information coming from WikiLeaks to substantiate Scott Bennett's claim that Hillary Rodham Clinton and President Obama were financing terrorism. And more stuff coming out. We got Mr. Turi. We're going to talk about him. But this is just the lineup. By the way, there's going to be a gun raffle for an AR-15. This is a blockbuster. Debbie Bacigalupi, she's going to be here. Also, Chris Street's going to be here. Chris Street is going to be giving a lecture on, are you ready for this, Antonin Scalia. He had a sit-down meeting with Scalia a couple of years ago. We reported it. He was actually reporting from Los Angeles at the time on Agenda 21 Radio Live about this. But he had an opportunity to ask Scalia questions. So he's going to be talking about Antonin Scalia, who we are finding out now by way of WikiLeaks, he may have been murdered. Oh, really? You think? I mean, listen, I got relatives that are totally into the Hillary thing, that are in the legal system, and they don't believe a thing that has come out of anybody's mouth about Antonin Scalia dying of natural causes. They think he was murdered. Well, okay. Put on the tinfoil hat. Anyway, Chris Street's going to be with us. So this is going to be an absolute barn burner, and we hope that you can make it to the Church of Glad Tidings, and it's going to be in Yuba City, California. And contact information, you go to a21r.com and get that information. Okay. But let's get into more of what we're going to be talking about today. Polls are coming up. We're going to be talking about that. And also, California ethnic cleansing. If you haven't heard about this, there's real ethnic cleansing that's going on in California. And I know all about it because I was part of it. I have stories to tell from the early 1990s that show proof positive that, yes, Cloward and Piven strategies were being employed in Orange County, California, as one of the prime targets for the agendist, for the globalist to take over Orange County. And they've done a pretty good job ethnically cleansing a quite large city in Orange County, California. And by the way, the Orange County bankruptcy, oh yeah, that was a Cloward and Piven strategy designed to put pressure on the Republican parties in California. By the way, ever since the Orange County bankruptcy, that California has not been a Republican state, period. And the Republican Party has been neutered, literally, you know, deballed, castrated. Most of them are pimping for the Democratic Party. Yeah, you're president of the Republican Party out here. Yeah, he's all in for Hillary Rodham Clinton. Oh, it's a lot like Paul Ryan. By the way, we're going to out Paul Ryan today. Did you know that his wife, Paul Ryan's wife, Speaker of the House, is a huge Hillary supporter, fundraises for Hillary Rodham Clinton? I bet you didn't know that. But our good friends at Red State Talk Radio, yep, pulled out that one. Just a little outing of Paul Ryan, who is, I think, a treasonous, treacherous, well, it's sort of a lot of other people. By the way, if you didn't get a chance, and I haven't found the audio yet. I want to find it. Lou Dobbs taking on Karl Rove last night. A shouting match erupted between the two. It was absolutely amazing. And, of course, Karl Rove all in for the anti-Trump people. There's no question about it. Fox News, if you have not noticed, is really swung in many direct, very much to the left now. The Murdochs are starting to really take a hold. You have some of the shows on Fox News, Fox and Friends as an example, all in on Trump. And, you know, telling the truth, just to help, how about telling the truth? That might be kind of a nice, simple thing for these people to do. But the anti-Trumpers, never-Trumpers, they're exploding all over Fox, including our cute little Dana Perino. What a monster she is. Just exactly like Karl Rove. Oh, that's right. They served under the Bush administration. Oh, and what about the Bushes? They're all in on Agenda 21. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. All right, recent polls that have come out from yesterday, and we're looking at Thursday, October 13th. Now, with all the brouhaha about Donald Trump and the bus and the audio and all that stuff, the coordinated hit that is absolutely there by the mainstream media. By the way, there is no more mainstream media. I say that what we have seen with the mainstream media is the complete collapse. We've been saying this for a long time, but now we have verification. We can see it. Everybody can see it. It's just so blatantly obvious. And you're seeing the corporate takeover. You're seeing the, of course, Roger Ailes has left Fox News, and you're seeing what's happening to Fox News if you're watching Fox News. So you have a lot of the one-offs now that are into Fox, that are into Donald Trump and supporting Donald Trump, and then you have those that are totally anti, the never-Trumpers that have always been never-Trumpers. And you see, we're starting to see very, very clearly, and I'm trying to spell it out for you, the globalists and their play in all this. Paul Ryan is a globalist. Dana Perino is a globalist. Karl Rove is a globalist. Steyerwalt, globalist. Katie Pavlich, globalist. I mean, you can go on and on and on Fox News, the globalists that are there. Greg Gutfeld, there's another globalist right there. And, of course, Juan Williams, globalist. Now, you have, Kimberly Guilfoyle, not globalist. Nah, she gets it. She was married to Gavin Newsom. Hello, who I've met. Family friends are friends of his, by the way. I don't ever see them or associate with them, but you get my drift. The guy's a loon. You know, it's really kind of strange. Gavin Newsom is the kind of guy that if he was around conservatives all the time, he'd be a conservative nutcase. But instead, he's around liberals all the time, so he's a liberal whack job. Just like Jerry Brown. Actually, he's worse than Jerry Brown because Jerry Brown at least has some semblance of, well, intelligence. I'm sorry. I just had to lay that out there. But anyway, so we're starting to see this divide that's happening, and this is basically because people are not believing the mainstream media anymore. Now, I point this out to you because everybody was all concerned, all puckered up about what was going on with Donald Trump, and Donald Trump after, they came out with a hit piece, well-coordinated, last Friday and Saturday. They came out and said, oh, this audio's there, listen to it, got the P word, all this other stuff. 11 years ago, by the way, when he was in the entertainment business, I'm sorry, that dog does not hunt. They blow it up for, and everybody's, oh, Donald, sex, sex, sex. Hillary comes out in the debate and says, oh, I bet you're wondering what's happening to all your polling numbers as your party is disintegrating around you. She makes that comment, actually, boldly tells everybody what the plan is, which is stupid on her part, but she's a stupid woman. Everybody says, well, she's leading in the polls. Well, we're going to get to that in a second. So Donald comes out and is brilliant, absolutely crushes her. Crushes her on substance by which she is reeling. And you can see in the later phases there, she's not doing well physically. That's my opinion. Go back and look at the face. Go back and look at the stature, everything. Not doing well, Hillary. She wasn't. So anyway, she plays the woman thing. And then on top of that, all the WikiLeaks start to come out. And what's the counter to the WikiLeaks? More woman charges. From 30 years ago, by the way, against Donald. 30 years ago. Give me a break. 30 years ago? I'm sorry. I have to choke on that one. 30 years ago. They're not to be believed. I mean, go ahead, believe him. But 30 years ago? I think the guy's changed. I mean, he really has changed. And I've accepted him as changed. There's clearly he has. But by the way, there's a lot more to Donald than meets the eye with the globalist. And this is the point we're going to be getting into. A little history on the Trump family. Okay, so the polls come out over the week, and it shows, oh, everything trouncing Trump, Fox News and NBC, Wall Street, blah, 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 blah. She's up by 13 points and blah. And I'm sitting there going, you guys are a bunch of morons. First of all, I went to a Trump rally personally in Reno. 11,000 people showed up. It was quite interesting. A lot of people outside, a lot of people inside. Reno prides itself on the biggest little city in the world, and it is. So to have 11,000, trust me, I'm very close to Reno. Having lived up in that area and know the Renoans, knowing them, that's a lot of people in one place at the convention center. That's like a huge turnout, relatively speaking. Now, last night he was in Pennsylvania, 21,000. 21,000. Hello. and Hillary gets 150. Now, this is consistent. So what is going on? What is going on is the polls aren't telling you the truth. How's that? Okay, so anyway, recent polling numbers. Now, I'm going to go through. Now, I've got two of my prime polling agencies that I look at. This is what I look at. I look at the LA Times USC tracking poll, and I also look at the Rasmussen poll. That seems to be the one in which I – those are the two that I follow all the time to get through the miasma of polls that are out there. I mean, I'm looking at the polling from this from Thursday, and I see all these different polls. Now, I'm going to run down them really quick for you so you kind of get a flavor for this. Fox News, the newly minted liberal Fox News, they came out with their own little poll. By the way, having Chris Wallace as a moderator, he's all in for the globalist. You watch what happens. He will be ripping Trump a new one or setting him up. It won't be pretty for Trump in this debate coming up. Trust me. Anyway, general election, Trump versus Clinton. Fox News, Clinton up by 7. Shocking. I'm shocked to see that there's gambling going on here. And then another general election. This is Trump versus Clinton. Clinton up by 8. The other one was with Johnson. And what a moron that guy is. Who would vote for that guy? I have to tell you, we've done some work for the Libertarian Party here on Agenda 21 Radio, and I'm glad we're out of that gig. Man, I got to tell you something. The down ballot for the Libertarians, if you are in a state where you look at your Libertarian down ballots, don't look at the presidential candidates. These guys are nutcases, and they're doing terrible disservice to the Libertarian Party and to the heart and core of the Libertarians who want to be real staunch Americans that really have the best in this country's heart. And I mean that from that standpoint. That's where I separate myself. This guy who's running for president is a moron. He's more than a moron. And Weld, another moron. So you got two morons going on. There's like two big boobs that, well, I won't say. That was not. I don't know what it is about the radio microphone. It just does it to you. Anyway, but the down ballot ones are strong. I was really impressed here in California with a lot of the down ballot people that are running for city councils or county supervisors or assembly or members of the Senate here in California. I would vote for them in a heartbeat if they were in my territory. Absolutely, I endorse them. But anyway, going on here, general election, Trump, LA Times, USC tracking. It has a tie, 44-44. Oh, Ohio Trump versus Clinton, NBC, Wall Street Journal. Ohio. Oh, Trump is up by 1. Oh, did I say that with the Rasmussen report? I didn't say that. Trump versus Clinton versus Johnson versus Stein. Trump. Are you ready for this? National Rasmussen poll. Trump up by 2. Now, wouldn't you think that Trump would be down in the tanks by 10 or something with Rasmussen? The two most consistent polls, I'm telling you, are USC, LA Times, and the Rasmussen reports. I believe them over all the other garbage out there. By the way, Georgia, Trump versus Clinton versus Johnson, Trump up by 6. Are you kidding me? And it gets better. Trump up by 6. In Utah, Trump up by 5. In where? Well, Missouri. Stay with us.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, first and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
We're covering some of the polling numbers. I'm going to go down these numbers for you again so you kind of get the drift. This is as of yesterday, the 13th, so you have a kind of an idea what's happening here. And again, my preference, who I look at, if I want to find out a polling number, I go to Rasmussen and I go to the LA Times USC poll. That's what I do. I do that all the time. It's become habit because I have found these two to be, through the mix and match of all the polls out there, I have found these two to be precise. And when it comes down to election, I don't like, maybe, you know, I really didn't like what I saw in 2012. You know, I was looking at Rasmussen, and man, at the very end, it was Obama by a couple, by one or two. And I thought, well, the fix is in. We know the fix is in with the elections. I mean, that's something that's definitely out there. Anyway, so review. Rasmussen reports, this is a national, as of yesterday, in a four-way race, Trump up by two. LA Times, general election report, indicates a tie. It's actually just a few hundredths into Trump's category there on the win side, but it's virtually a tie. Ohio, Trump versus Clinton versus Johnson versus Stein, Trump by one. Hello, Ohio. Now, the other one, Ohio, says in a two-way. Let's see. Oh, that's the NBC Wall Street Journal one. And the Emerson has Clinton up by two. Now, that is within striking distance. There's no doubt that Donald's going to win Ohio, unfortunately for Hillary. And Pennsylvania, I might add. Okay, some other ones, North Carolina. Okay, down here, Georgia, Trump versus Clinton versus Johnson. We've got Trump up by six. This is, what was that report? What was that one? That was the Landmark Communications. See, who is Landmark Communications? Trump by five in Missouri. Shows that is a Remington Research. Michigan, Trump versus Clinton. Clinton up by 10, it says. Fox News. Of course, Fox News. Utah Trump, and this is a consistent. Trump is defeating everybody, including the new guy McMillan, who's another moron. And you know, of course, these off ballot guys, I just have very little respect for. They're getting a lot of money for what they're doing. Maybe I should run for president and become a millionaire overnight. That's you know, obviously there's something to that. There's something to that. Anyway, so those are the polls, and I don't see it as bad news in terms of positioning for Donald Trump at all. And those that are out there, you guys don't know what you're talking about. That's just me. But, you know, seriously, those are the two that I go to, Rasmussen, and I go to the LA Times. Those are the two that I really pretty much find to be fairly consistent. Okay, WikiLeaks, couple of things we got up on Agenda 21 Radio. If you go to our website, a21r.com, what exactly is Agenda 21? We're going to be talking about that. Bombshell email, Clinton camp demands compliant citizenry for her master plan. WikiLeaks, Agenda 21 Radio. Hillary Rodham Clinton wants her master plan and eat it too. An email released in the recent WikiLeaks dump laid out Democratic candidate for president Hillary Rodham Clinton's real plan for the future, and it didn't include justice, equality, or fairness. Instead, Clinton's plan for the future revolved around maintaining political power while working to create a, quote, unaware and compliant citizenry. That's not just her plan. That's the United Nations plan. And that's Bill Clinton's plan, that's George Soros' plan, that's George W. Bush's plan, that's George H. Bush, that's everybody's plan working forward from Ronald Reagan. That's the plan for you. That's why they have to have her in power. That's why this whole consistent power stream of socialist ideological thought has had to be maintained through elections. That's why it's so corrupted. Because they are trying to make us a compliant citizenry, Second Amendment anyone. That's the big cherry on top of the pie, is the Second Amendment. Make us compliant. We Americans are not compliant. That's just in our genes. And these people do not understand it. But they're working hard. They're manipulating the elections. And look at what they've done to the media. And, of course, this has been working on us for a long, long time. You know, we brought you the whole chronicles of Bezmenev, I think his name was, a Soviet operative who was very, very well versed in PSYOP by the Soviets at the time to change opinions in America. And they've done a great job. This has been something that's been moving along through the progressives for a long, long time. So a compliant citizenry. Yeah, there you go. Compliant citizenry means you take a knee and get killed. Take away your guns. What happens every time a government takes away their guns from the citizens? Well, guns are used on the citizens. On the citizens to kill them. I mean, every totalitarian regime in the ever has done that. Why do you think we are different as a nation with our Second Amendment? Now, you have Jerry Brown, a socialist communist Jesuit, who is out here destroying California, taking away Second Amendment rights. Of course, because they want a compliant citizenry. And taking away your guns is the first way to be compliant. Not happening, ladies and gentlemen. That they don't understand. It's not going to happen. We're on to their plan, and we're exposing it. And that's the best thing that we can do right now. It says the email came from Bill Ivey, who was appointed chairman of the National Endowment for the Arts during President Bill Clinton's second term. It was sent to Hillary Clinton's campaign chair, John Podesta, March 13th, 2016. This is fresh. In the email, Ivy considered how Clinton could fight against Trump's appeal and suggested that simply falling back on previous policies won't work. Quote from the email. And as I've mentioned, we've all been quite content to demean government, drop civics, and in general conspire to produce an unaware and compliant citizenry, he said. Education, anyone? I saw it firsthand how civics were removed from the curriculums in schools in California over the last 30 years. That's what's been going on. so we can have a more compliant citizenry. I mean, this is it. It says, Ivy admitted how the left has made secret plans to make the public oblivious to their devious plans, but he realized the public isn't easy to manipulate, which is problematic for Democrats. Unawareness among voters, he insinuated, was a positive for Clinton and the campaign she was running. The email confirmed what Democrats like Clinton have in mind for the American public. Clinton loves to claim that her vision for America includes one where everyone is treated the same way, but she is only saying what she thinks the public wants to hear. And the excerpts that are down there, we have the email and so on. A compliant citizenry. It says the email was, this email that has all this information in it, as well as many others, demonstrate what Clinton actually thinks of Americans, and it isn't good. In fact, it strongly supports her, quote, deplorable remarks a few weeks ago. That's truly what we have here, is a deplorable, despicable human being who's running for president, and her name is Hillary Rodham Clinton. But there's others. Scalia murder plot by Democrats. Did I say that? I did. And when we come back, we're going to talk about more WikiLeaks and the inference in the WikiLeaks about what we would call an assassination. Yeah, an assassination. Wet works. Doesn't work for me, but it worked on Antonin Scalia. Stay with us.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. foodforliberty.com.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Talking about some WikiLeaks, and one that popped out with me, I was sent this the WikiLeaks things are just going crazy. There's just tons of information out there, and Red Smith has been doing a stellar job for us as a researcher. Francine, I'm going to mention your name, Francine. Bill, citizen journalist Bill, so many others that have been contributing to Agenda 21. You've been sifting through and ciphering. Certainly Scott Bennett, our very own Scott Bennett. You wouldn't believe what's going on. I mean, we got just tons of things. And, of course, Scott's got a lot of things going on. By the way, I think Scott, if I'm not mistaken, I'll find out more, filed a lawsuit against the Obama administration for his incarceration as a whistleblower. That, I think, was filed yesterday in San Francisco in federal court. So this is going to be explosive. This is going to be explosive. Maybe I shouldn't have come out with that, but this. Anyway, this article, this one came out of WikiLeaks, and it said, according to new WikiLeaks emails, 3 days before Justice Scalia died, this email was sent using the terms, quote, wet works. Now, for those of you that don't know or have not heard that term before, it's a spy term. And as I get through this, you'll understand what wet works is all about and some of the other spinoffs. Exclusively used in military terminology, meaning assassination. This is from Elmendorf, teamsubjectmatter.com, to John Podesta. And this is February 9th, 2016. Subject, thanks. I'm reading right from the email. I'm all in. Sounds like it would be a bad night. We all need to buckle up and double down. From John Podesta to Steve Elmendorf. Thanks. Didn't think wet works meant pool parties at the Vineyard. What is Podesta saying there? Didn't think wet works meant pool parties at the Vineyard. Huh? Something to ponder. Gee, wasn't it very, very fortunate for the left that Antonin Scalia died when he did? Think about it. There was never an autopsy. They rushed his body off. It was covered up. There's a lot to this. And quite frankly, I don't believe it for a second that he was not murdered. I'm sorry, my tinfoil hat is just blazing hot red right now. And by the way, I hope all of you have your tinfoil hats on. We're going to start selling tinfoil hats on Agenda 21 Radio. Just to make it so that you're less compliant. So, yeah, that's an interesting WikiLeaks, isn't it? And it's right here. It's on A21R.com. You can see it. John Podesta, right there. Says, U.S. Supreme Court Scalia died at age 79. Scalia died in his sleep at age 79 on the night of February 12th or the morning of the February 13th following an afternoon of quail hunting and dining at Cibolo Creek Ranch in Shafter, Texas. Conspiracy theorists suspected foul play. We discovered the judge in bed. This is a quote. A pillow over his head. His bedclothes were unwrinkled. John Poindexter, the ranch owner, told the San Antonio Express News, adding that Scalia was lying very peacefully or restfully. It looked like he had not quite awakened from a nap. All right. He used a CPAP machine. My understanding was he didn't have his CPAP machine. And if he did have a CPAP machine, I'd like to see what was in the chamber that's used to put water in the CPAP to humidify the air that's blown into your lungs from a CPAP. But that didn't happen. No investigation here. You have a sitting conservative judge who everybody wants dead on the left, and he dies. Hello, not suspicious? Tinfoil hat is red hot right now on top of my head. And every other thinker out there, listen, by the way, I want to go through this again. Be proud of your tinfoil hat, you thinkers out there. Because what's the alternative that Hillary Rodham Clinton wants for you? What's the alternative? A compliant citizenry. Who doesn't think? That's why we encourage tinfoil hat thinking here on Agenda 21 Radio. Be thinkers. Then when you really get past the tinfoil hat phase and you kind of want to get a little bit more aggressive, you have to put on a Kevlar helmet. That's what we strongly recommend. Anyway, so, yeah, conspiracy theories are abounding. They're coming from all these WikiLeaks. There's more WikiLeaks. We're going to be featuring more of them. We're getting just tons of information. It's going to be continuing to be damning to Hillary Rodham Clinton. And, you know, the whole leftist movement, this international cabal, if you will, that's going on, that involves everything imaginable to try and insert the globalist agenda right now. And there are champions fighting against it. Donald Trump, who, by the way, take a look at his lineage. See how he's related to European history? It will blow your mind. For all of you people that understand the Reformation, understand what dirty deeds the Catholic Church and the Pope engaged in against Christians in the 1500s, we'll be back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, a little bit more of WikiLeaks, some of the stuff coming out. And I pulled this one out, and it is on a21r.com, and we have a whole download of stuff coming at you. We're trying to pick some out that are relevant and pertaining to maybe some of the stuff you're hearing in the main, or not. You don't hear this in the mainstream media, by the way. You don't hear anything about WikiLeaks on NBC, CBS, ABC. You'll hear something about maybe 28 seconds or so on ABC, nothing on NBC. You know, none of this stuff is coming out. None of the stuff we talk about in this show is on the mainstream media. That's why people are turning it off, because people are in disbelief. They do not trust people like Hillary Rodham Clinton. She's such a turnoff because they don't trust her. So, you know, that's why we're doing this. We're out here trying to get the most information out to you. Okay, here's one. And I picked this one out because, and I put it on the website, because I got a question the other day. And I'm sorry if I'm going to kind of go off again. I think I did this yesterday. This teacher thing just keeps coming back at me. But I was asked, I've been asked several times, well, show me the proof and the evidence. Where's your evidence about these claims? I said, well, you know, go to my website. No. I want you to tell me. You know, people get demanding because they want me to do the work for them. And I tell them, you do your work for you. You own it. you do it. I'm not going to do that. I said, I learned that as a high school teacher. The students always want me to answer the questions for them, the questions they had to find out, they had to read about, they had to discover. They wanted me to answer the questions. It was just something that happened all the time. So I said no. But this one's interesting because it says, Dear Mr. Podesta, I am writing to you to follow up on my message below. Please let me know if you are available to join Mr. and Mrs. Soros at the Hamptons. Just thought I'd throw that one at you. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, first and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Talking about America's decline, the liars that rule, the impending police state, the collapse of the dollar and the economy, or the loss of electricity due to an EMP? Well, it's just talk. A wise man does more. He prepares. Whatever the trigger or disaster, you cannot depend on your local grocer, the big box store, or any government handouts to feed your family. So reclaim your independence and food freedom by purchasing Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com. Numana Food Storage meals are individually wrapped and placed in a reusable bucket. Numana meals are delicious. Potato cheese casserole, beans and rice, pancakes, pasta primavera, habanero chili, and more. No MSG, no preservatives, no high fructose corn syrup, no GMOs. Nutritious food to feed your family, friends, and assembly at a very reasonable price. Under $2 a meal. So you can have a better shot at surviving the tough times. With a shelf life of 25 years, it's food insurance and food assurance. You'll need to add the fire in the water. Make the wise choice. Order Numana Food Storage from foodforliberty.com today. Foodforliberty.com.
Not too long ago, two friends of mine were talking to a Cuban refugee, a businessman who had escaped from Castro. And in the midst of his story, one of my friends turned to the other and said, "We don't know how lucky we are." And the Cuban stopped and said, "How lucky you are. I had some place to escape to." And in that sentence, he told us the entire story. If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
Had enough? Tired of losing your constitutional rights, your property, your money, your guns? Don't be bullied anymore. Make a difference. Join the Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots. We meet the first and third Monday of each month at Glad Tidings Church at 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City. Join like-minded constitutional citizens who want to make a difference and protect freedom and liberty. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots, first and third Monday of each month, Church of Glad Tidings, 1179 Eager Road in Yuba City, California, or call 530-755-4409. That's 530-755-4409. Sutter Buttes Tea Party Patriots.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.